This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyway, I think Miles just let a golden opportunity slip away. All he had to do was say, sorry, not going to happen again. I was wrong. Shouldn't have been speeding. End of story. Over. I think the majority of it would have been over. People would be talking about it now. They'd be like, hey, apologize for it. He understands that he shouldn't be doing 100 miles an hour. I don't know. And then, Jeff, you know, your thoughts on that?
Well, he has a problem and he needs to slow down. I don't know that saying sorry does anything. I don't think it kills the story, and I think he killed the story after we get done talking about it, and after everybody writes about it, you read it tomorrow, it's not going to come up again unless he gets another speeding ticket. So either way, I think he killed it. But
Did he blow a golden opportunity here? I mean, it was really hard for me to concentrate on the rest of the press conference after he just was like, didn't want to answer it. Okay, we got it. He didn't want to answer it. I just think now it's just one of those things where you start piling up. You start thinking about, hey, man, Miles made such a big deal about not wanting to play here anymore and that he wasn't committed to the team. And then all of a sudden he got the contract and it was, oh, yeah, I want to be here. I want to be a part of it. We all want Miles Garrett to play football for the Browns. I don't know anybody who doesn't.
Business, Andy. That whole thing was mostly business.
Okay, you can write it off as business. Not every fan is going to write it off as business. Manny Ramirez left, right? Because of business. Albert Bell left because of business. That still didn't change the way Jim Thome left because of the business. But that doesn't change the way fans feel. Fans want to throw fake money on the field when someone comes back
Miles
on the field.
Miles didn't leave.
Yeah, Miles didn't leave. I agree with you. But he also made a big deal about not wanting to be here. And normally, folks from here are like, you don't want to be here? We don't want you here. That's been the sentiment of most Cleveland sports fans I've known for my whole life. We understand it if you leave. We get it. We understand. Like Lindor. We understood it. We knew why he left. But, I mean, he did leave for the money.
Got traded.
You know? That's why. I mean, eventually he got traded. But it was about the money. Because they knew they weren't going to be able to play along. Let's take up a phone call. I'm going to take Cool Ray first. Hi, Cool Ray. How are you?
Hey, what's up, son? How you guys doing?
What's
cool
up, man?
Yo, man, listen. I get what Miles shouldn't have been speeding, especially that fast. But I'm from like the Virginia area, and the speed limits down there on the regular streets are 45, 70 on the expressway.
Yep.
Here in Ohio, they're extremely slow. Like, I get speeding. If you go 90 east, that's 60 miles an hour on a freeway. Everybody's speeding.
There's 70 mile an hour zones in Ohio now too, though.
Cool, so, right? Let me just give some numbers to you and put some facts on this. 22 states have a higher speed limit on interstates, rural, in this kind of an area as Ohio. Mm-hmm. So Ohio is in line with 27 other states. We don't have too low of a speed limit. It's very much in line with everybody else.
Hey, Corey,
But if you look at the number of accidents per, like the one with the lower speed limits, the one with the higher speed limits.
No speed limit is above 85 in the entire country. Texas has 85 on one highway. Nobody has a 100 mile an hour speed limit. The Autobahn.
No, nobody. But what I'm saying is, like, I want to go to the, I ride a motorcycle. But when you are at a higher speed, you are more, your senses are more heightened. Now, he should have never been doing what he's doing. He's a excessive speeder. He should have just came out and said, I like to speed. I like to go fast or whatever. Not say speed, but I like to drive fast. Like, he could have just said something to kill the story and that would have been it. Right?
Right.
But.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have done it either. I like to drive fast.
Let me ask you. You're a regular on the show. We have you on all the time. Should he have apologized or not?
And boy, can you bake.
Donna, if you apologize, people will scrutinize that. You just say.
I'm not scrutinizing. I respect that. I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
I respect him not getting another ticket for going 100.
Cool, Ray. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks. Matt's in West Akron. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good. And you?
Good. Hanging in.
Hi, Matt.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, he should apologize for the public safety hazard. However, I do think he did miss a business opportunity, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it, but kind of like the Herschel Walker thing. Why didn't he just start a race team, man? I always see him out at Barberton Speedway if he's got a fast foot. You know what I mean?
Jeff said, if you want to speed,
he plays fast,
we have places for that.
And he drives fast. You know what I mean?
That's a short track out in Barberton, though, Matt. That's a short track. That's tough.
Would he be better at Norwalk?
Yeah, put him on the drag raceway.
Any of those. I think as far as a business thing goes, he could have kind of played that whole angle and kind of leaned into speeding, apologized for the public safety issue, but not apologize for being that guy. He plays fast and he drives fast. I just think that's a missed opportunity as well.
Interesting take on it. Matt in West Akron, thanks.
We can hook him up with Larry Nance, and Larry can teach him how to properly drive fast in a dragster.
I agree. Or get, what was it, the Bader Brothers?
Larry would take that on.
The guys that run remember Thompson?
Thompson Drag Raceway.
Oh, man.
By the way, I was PA announcer one night at the Barberton Speedway.
You were what?
PA announcer.
Oh,
Barberton Speedway back in the day. It was great fun.
For one night only?
One night only.
One night only. Mike is in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. How are you?
What's up, boys?
Hi.
Wouldn't you have to think there's something in his contract that says that this is probably not a thing that you should be doing? I mean, you just invested a ton of money in basically his body, and we all know what happened before. Flipped over a Porsche, probably 12 times or something like that. And then you just said earlier he's got eight speeding tickets. Hey, I had two speeding tickets once when I was young, and my license got suspended for 6 months. How does this guy even have a license?
You must have been 16.
Thank you, I was.
Under 18.
I was doing 53 and a 35, and I told the Parma Heights cop I was dyslexic.
Oh, goodbye, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
It's not funny.
That was funny.
Dick and Dayton. Hi, Dick.
Hey, Andy. Hey,
Dick.
What's up, Ricardo?
Good talking to you. I want to go on, I'm positive, but I say this about this, that he didn't, like you say, Andy, he didn't want to play, but the way the Browns are playing now, the morality is going to be hurt, and you can't. I'm from up in that area near you, my family, Jeff, but if you break the law, you have to, you can't apologize. You got to pay for it.
Yeah,
but
you can apologize. Dick, you can apologize. It's not that big a deal. Maybe I'm sitting
it might have sounded insincere and trite.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe that's what he thought. Okay. Dick, thank you. Appreciate you. Man, I got to tell you, everybody wants to hop in on this. This is amazing. Jeff in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
So I got to tell you, I'm going to probably sound a little pissed off about this topic because it hits home close to me. You know, I have three kids in my house, 23, 18, and 16, who are all drivers. My first question for this is the media creating a story for Miles, or is Miles creating this on his own doing? It's self-inflicted, right? We already know the answer.
Well,
to that,
I mean, if he
right?
if he's driving 100, no police officer sees him or pulls him over, then there's no story. I mean, he can't unless he.
Yeah.
Although, as everyone has said, that's a speed trap. I don't drive over there that often. On,
okay, but
on 71.
Okay,
it's not
but
a speed trap.
Like still,
you go 100, you're going to get a ticket.
If you get, I mean, if you get caught, I'm sorry.
Fair enough, but still, moral compass-wise, we all know he shouldn't be doing it, right? Him
correct.
Apologizing today is not going to clear anything up, because let me ask you this. When somebody does something to you over and over and over again, do those apologies hold merit anymore?
No, sir.
Exactly. So that's why he's not apologizing. He's taking the easy way out. Let me tell you this. Regardless if he's driving 100 miles an hour on the freeway or not, he's putting people's lives in jeopardy, my kids' lives in jeopardy. I have Life 360 on my phone. I monitor my kids and how fast they're going every day. I have these discussions with my oldest because he put a turbo in his car. He's a little bit of a speed demon. These are the exact discussions I have with him to prevent something happening to him or to somebody else. What parent wants to get a phone call that their loved one lost their life for going 100 on a freeway? And guess what? At night, even if it's dark and nobody's out, what animals in Ohio tend to migrate and move at nighttime across the road?
Deer, possum, raccoon.
If that deer at 100 miles an hour at that Porsche, he's a dead man. It is selfish. It is entitled. There are so many words. This it really pisses me off because, again, you're putting other people's lives in jeopardy. Forget apologizing to the Browns. Apologize to that mother that you sideswipe in a van with three kids, hitting them at 100 miles an hour, when you've got to go tell their loved ones that you killed them because you were being reckless.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. Appreciate it. Jeff, thank you. Jeff checking in on this. Obviously, kind of, I mean, I just...
And see, that's the issue. Jeff's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Jeff's right. You know, can Miles drive safely at 100 miles an hour? Well, apparently. But that doesn't mean it's safe on the highway to do that. That's the point. Jeff, you nailed it.
Malone's in Lakewood. Hi, Malone.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi, Malone.
Hey, how are you?
Couldn't disagree more with all of you. First of all, look up the studies. There's not any studies that show that the roads in the country that have a higher speed limit have more accidents. You know who's causing accidents? You people. You people in the left-hand lane.
Listen, stop with the you people. I listened to what you said in the beginning. Don't put everybody in one hole. If you want to make a point, make the point. Don't the you people thing. Now make your point.
You go 60 miles an hour in the far left lane on the highway, causing traffic to back up bumper to bumper to everyone. Now you've got people who have places to go, because people aren't just leisurely driving around the highway. Some of us have to get to work.
So why?
And so we got us. So you got people going 60 miles an hour in the left-hand lane. Now you got people flying around you because you don't know how to drive. You're driving incorrectly. It's illegal to be in the passing lane and not passing anybody.
Oh, I agree with that.
Driving.
That's
correctly.
A problem. I agree with that.
You're illegally driving. It's 100 miles an hour. There's roads that are 80 and 85 miles an hour in this country.
Is there 100 miles an hour?
There's one stretch of highway that has an 80. Dan, turn him down. There's one stretch of highway in Texas that has an 85 mile an hour speed limit.
Listen, I lived in Montana where when I first moved there, there was no speed limit. It was an environmental fine to be going over 85. And they would, if it just kind of depended on how they felt. But I will tell you this, if you hit I-90 and you go through Montana, and anyone who's ever gone through there, once you hit any populated area, it goes back to the same speed limits that you would see here, maybe 75. I don't know what it is now. And I'm telling you, man, they are on you so fast to give you a ticket because they know where it's a populated area, they don't want people speeding. Don't sit here and tell me driving 100 miles. He's right. Like, nothing drives me crazier than someone who's doing, like, less than 65 in the passing lane. Driving the slow lane.
Yeah,
you're
not supposed to do that.
Like, people don't get that. I don't understand.
Malone apparently is causing a public hazard by being late for work and driving fast and weaving in and out of traffic.
But he needs to push the limit. I mean, he doesn't have to be. He's allowed to drive as fast as he wants, and he's allowed to get caught and pay speeding tickets.
No, you're not allowed to drive as fast as you want.
I'm just saying there's penalties against it. If you do, if you get caught, you're going to be.
And that's the fact.
Yes.
Jack.
Thank you. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.